You are loved, respected, and adored, not because you shift yourself or mold yourself into other people's lives and what they want and expect from you, but because they love and respect you for who you are. And they will fit themselves into your life. And this is not because you're conceited. This is not because you're selfish. It's because you understand who you are and you understand your value. And you are the operant power of your reality. So if you feel like you're needing to shift or mold or change who you are in order to have people in your life, you're going about it from a place of self-abandonment, insecurity, fear, shame, people-pleasing. But if you decide, no, I'm the one who is the priority in my life, you can still have assumptions from about other people that they're great and they love you without you needing to do any of that. And I'm speaking from experience here because I used to be someone who did that, who shapeshifted, who molded myself into what I thought other people needed or wanted. And it left me feeling depleted. It left me feeling abandoned. And honestly, I was abandoned or betrayed or whatever. And it kept that cycle repeating. And it's taken a lot of inner work on myself to come to a place where I realize, oh my gosh, I don't need to do that. Understanding your value and your self-concept is so important. It's so important. And so shift your perspective there just a little bit. If you're someone who tends to shrink yourself or hold back or not speak your mind or not say no or that you like certain things, like, you don't need to do that in order for people to like you. People will like you for your authentic self. So have the assumption that they do. Because otherwise you're just depleting yourself and creating a cycle of self-abandonment. And then also creating opportunities for people to actually abandon you. It's wild when you come to these realizations. Kind of painful, but there's power in these realizations when you realize and recognize where you've given your power away to other people, or when you recognize these patterns and it's like you kind of did it to yourself, right? And that's hard, that's painful. But what's powerful about that is if you created that yourself, you can also create something different. So you're loved, respected, and adored for who you are.